Harper Audio presents Story, written and read by Robert McKee. Story is about principles, not rules. A rule says you must do it this way. A principle says this works and has through all remembered time. Your work needn't be modeled after the well-made play. Rather, it must be well-made within the principles that shape our art. Anxious, inexperienced writers obey rules. Rebellious, unschooled writers break rules. An artist masters the form. Story is about thoroughness, not shortcuts. From inspiration to last draft, you may need as much time to write a screenplay as to write a novel. Screen and prose writers create with the same density of world, character, and story. But because screenplay pages have so much white on them, we're often misled into thinking that a screenplay is quicker and easier than a novel. Pascal once wrote a long, drawn-out letter to a friend, then apologized in the postscript that he was sorry he didn't have time to write a short letter. Film writers cut and cut again, ruthless in their desire to express the absolute maximum in the fewest possible words. Like Pascal, screenwriters learn that economy is key, that brevity takes time, that excellence means perseverance. Story is about respect, not disdain, for the audience. When talented people write badly, it's generally for one of two reasons. Either they're blinded by an idea they feel compelled to prove to the world, or they're driven by an emotion they must express. When talented people write well, it's generally for this reason. They're moved by a desire to touch the audience. Story is about originality, not duplication. Films written by masters such as Horton Foote, Billy Wilder, Robert Altman, François Truffaut, John Cassavetes, Preston Sturges, and Ingmar Bergman are so idiosyncratic that a 5-minute synopsis identifies the artist as surely as his DNA. Great screenwriters are distinguished by a personal storytelling style, a style that's not only inseparable from their vision, but in a profound way is their vision. Their formal choices, number of protagonists, rhythm of progressions, levels of conflict, temporal arrangements, and the like, play with and against substantive choices of content, setting, character, and idea until all elements meld into a unique screenplay. If, however, we were to put the content of their films aside and study the pure patterning of their events, we'd see that, like a melody without a lyric, like a silhouette without a matrix, their story designs are powerfully charged with meaning. Your selection and arrangement of events is your master metaphor for the interconnectedness of all the levels of reality, personal, political, environmental, spiritual. Stripped of its surface of characterization and location, story structure reveals your personal cosmology, your insight into the deepest patterns and motivations for how and why things happen in this world, your map of life's hidden order. No matter who your heroes may be, Woody Allen, David Mamet, Quentin Tarantino, Ruth Prower Jabala, Oliver Stone, Zhuang Zhimou, Nora Ephron, Spike Lee, you admire them because they're unique. Each has stepped out of the crowd because he or she selects a content like no one else, designs a form like no one else, combining the two into a style unmistakably their own. I want the same for you.